This is a BTS podcast for www.abovetopsecret.com.
It's time once again for
Mondo Bizarro.
Mondo Bizarro is brought to you by the mentally challenged, the politically incorrect, and the continuing fall and decline of civilization as we know it. And now, from some hole in the ground, here's Johnny Anonymous.
And welcome, Bizarro lovers, to show number 6. As you know, we like to supply you with a cornucopia of strange and interesting, if not bizarre, information of our planet. I'm Johnny Anonymous, and I will be your ticket taker for the really off-Broadway show of the silly and surreal. Everything you hear is guaranteed to be 100% true. So please have your tickets ready as we now open our doors to a play called Mondo Bizarro.
Real Bizarro News.
A Florida man claims someone reached into his mouth and stole his gold teeth as he slept. Brian Austin of Brevard County, Florida, called and told officers that someone entered his bedroom and took his gold teeth out of his mouth. He said he had had friends over that evening staying at his home and believes that one of them may have had something to do with it. According to a Brevard County Sheriff's Office report, Austin did not wake up because he claims he is a very heavy sleeper. A woman crashed her car into the Department of Motor Vehicles after completing her driving test. Jessica Krasik, age 20, wasn't hurt when her Ford Taurus smashed through the front of the Portage, Indiana office. But a DMV employee did suffer a hip injury and was examined by paramedics. Assistant Fire Chief Mike Busey said Krasik was pulling into a parking space when she hit the accelerator instead of the brake. Susan Williams, the manager of the Amazing Travel Shop located next door to the DMV, said, "We all jumped up and we went to the door thinking there had been an explosion and then saw a car half in and half out of the building." A fire station without a smoke alarm has gone up in flames. The building and a fire engine were destroyed in the blaze in West Sussex. Neil Auden, the Southern Area Fire Chief for the West Sussex Fire Service, said it shows that it can happen to anyone. "Unfortunately, we had severe damage to our fire station, which is very embarrassing," he told the BBC. He said a brand new building would need a smoke alarm, but he added, "A automatic smoke detection wouldn't have made any difference. Nobody was injured in the fire, which was tackled by 30 firefighters with 6 fire engines from neighboring towns." A 17-year-old Dutch kickboxer who didn't know she was pregnant gave birth to a baby daughter after a fight competition. Pamela Vooks was rushed to a hospital when she started bleeding the day after a kickboxing match in Den Bosch. Doctors told her she was 7 months pregnant, and later that day she gave a cesarean birth to a very healthy baby girl. Neither Pamela nor her parents knew that she was pregnant, although the scales showed she was more than 17 pounds overweight before her fight. "She's always been a bit heavy," said her father, "and because she was having her monthly periods, we just thought that she had put on some extra weight." Australians have been told to stop singing in the shower in an attempt to save electricity and water. The power supplier Energy Australia says, "Exercising the vocal cords in the bathroom can add an extra 9 minutes to a shower." Singing, daydreaming, shaving, and other non-essential activities in the shower are adding up to the average family's power bill's cost. If the average family cut their showers by just 2 minutes, they would save over $100 a year. They added, "You use enough electricity during 1 minute of showering to run your television for up to 4 hours. In Fern Park, Florida, a 15-year-old boy stole a bus, drove it along a public transit route, picked up passengers, and collected fares, authorities said. Richie Calvin Davis was already on probation for taking a tour bus and driving passengers around in it. In this incident, he took the bus from the Central Florida Fairgrounds in Orlando, where it was parked awaiting sale at an auction, a county sheriff's report said. The bus belongs to the Central Florida Transportation Agency, which runs the Lynx Public Transit Service in the Orlando area. "I drove that bus better than most of the Lynx bus drivers could," the teen, who is too young to drive legally, told a deputy after he was stopped and arrested. "There isn't a scratch on it. I know how to start it, drive it, lower it, and raise it." Passengers and deputies noted Davis drove the bus at normal speeds and made all the appropriate stops on the route. One passenger, though, suspicious of the youthful looks of the driver, called 911. The bus had two passengers when deputies finally stopped it in Fern Park, about 12 miles north of the fairgrounds. Authorities believe Davis picked up a total of three passengers and collected only a few dollars from them. He was charged with grand theft auto and driving without a license. A newly married 52-year-old Romanian farmer from Galati has fractured his penis after ogling over his young wife. George Papa was moving grain sacks to the barn when he stopped to watch his 25-year-old wife Loredana hang up the wash. He got himself overly excited and dropped the heavy sack on his erect penis, snapping vital tendons and ligaments. Doctors say it was a bizarre accident and he was in a lot of pain. We have done what we can for him, but he may never regain the use of the organ again, at least for sexual purposes.
Bizarro holidays.
Your November's observances include American Diabetes Month, Aviation History Month, Diabetic Eye Disease Month, Epilepsy Awareness Month, Family Stories Month, I Am So Thankful Month, and International Drum Percussion Month. Your weekly observances are National Fig Week, World Communication Week, Dear Santa Letter Week, Kids Goal Setting Week. Your calendar of daily events include, on the 1st, it's World Vegetation Day, National Authors Day, and National Family Literacy Day. On the 2nd, it's All Souls Day, Look for Circles Day, Deviled Egg Day, Plan Your Epitaph Day, and National Men Make Dinner Day.
So guys, my advice is to serve up a deviled egg dish and then you'll kill two events at one sitting.
On the 3rd, it's Housewife's Day, Sandwich Day, and Cliché Day. On the 4th, it's King Tut Day, Sadie Hawkins Day, and National Chicken Lady Day. On the 5th, surprise hunters, it's Gunpowder Day. On the 6th, it's Marooned Without a Compass Day, Saxophone Day, and the International Day for Preventing the Exploitation of the Environment in War and Armed Conflict Day. On the 7th, it's Bittersweet Chocolate with Almonds Day, Election Day, and Cook Something Bold Day.
Bizarro Facts.
Humans have more than 600 muscles in their body. A study has found that women are grumpier than men when they first wake up, and they stay in a bad mood for up to 4 hours. It was also found that more men than women claim to get a good 7 nights sleep a week. A camel hair brush is made out of squirrel hair. Hippopotomonstrosquitaliophobia is the fear of long words. Shakespeare invented the words assassination and bump. Birds do not sleep in their nest. They may take a nap in them, but they actually sleep in other places. The harmonica is the world's most popular instrument. If you're like most Americans, by the time you are 65 years old, you will have watched more than 9 years worth of television. A ice hockey puck can travel up to 118 miles per hour. If you stretched all the nerves in your body from end to end, they would be about 47 miles long. Rubber bands will last longer if you keep them refrigerated. Peanuts are one of the ingredients of dynamite. For every human being on Earth, there are about 200 million insects. There are 293 ways to make change for a dollar bill. Tablecloths were originally meant to be served as towels in which the dinner guests could wipe their hands and faces after eating with. One car out of every 230 made were stolen last year. The names of Popeye's four nephews are Pip-Eye, Peep-Eye, Popeye, and Poop-Eye. Until the 19th century, solid blocks of tea were used as money in Siberia. If you place a tiny amount of liquor on a scorpion, it will instantly go mad and sting itself to death.
Well, friends, that's going to end show number 6 of Mondo Bizarro. We hope you've enjoyed it. If so, why not drop us a line and let us know what you thought. Until next time, remember to keep your eyes towards the skies, but your feet on the ground. That's all, folks.